Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. Reporting on the German election, we move to life in London for comment on Sir Keir Starmer's overwhelming majority in Parliament, and yet the apparent missteps, clumsiness, accidents of history that are weighing down on his time in the premiership. I begin with defense, because Ukraine is always in the news now in Europe. What is to be done? How do we guarantee security, even if there is a ceasefire and some kind of deal between Washington, Moscow, and Kyiv? And the question of where is the money to come from is not easily answered. The announcement is that Labour wants to go to a 2.5% of the GDP devoted to defense. It's now around 2.33, according to Bloomberg. But that puts it at the bottom of all of NATO and well under the NATO average. Is this a popular or unpopular fact, Joe, moving to 2.5? Does that win Keir Starmer any credibility?
Well, I think that actually this announcement probably does bolster his credibility a little bit, because the Labour Party had promised before the UK election last July that brought Keir Starmer to power. Starmer and Labour had promised that they were going to get to that 2.5% target, but they had not said when. And the theory had been that they were going to take their sweet time doing it, waiting until as late as 2030. So part of the news here is that they think that it's going to be possible to achieve that goal as early, quote unquote, as 2027. And I think that the other thing that's interesting is how they are going to pay for it, because they say that they're going to find this money by cutting back on the foreign aid budget, which I think is probably a better use of those resources than whatever foreign aid the British government has been spreading around the world. But I think that the difficulty that they run into is that Britain is very far behind in terms of regenerating its military and beefing up to meet current threats. And this continues to kick the can down the road some years. There's already a debate about whether 2.5% of GDP is going to be enough, or whether they would have to go higher. And if they are going to go higher, there won't be any more foreign aid budget to do it with. So you have to start having very painful conversations about which social welfare spending you're prepared to give up to fund your military. So I think that, it helps Starmer that he's made this announcement now, especially before he meets with Trump in Washington. But still a lot of questions about how serious the British government is about military rearmament and readiness.
I learned from Bloomberg also that the government spends more on sickness benefits, £65 billion, than it does on defense. Is that a vote-getting or vote-losing issue?
Well, I think that there is a dawning awareness in the UK that the social welfare spending is not sustainable for a lot of reasons, one of which is that even before we had this discussion about defense spending, the budget was sinking, the government was sinking into a fiscal crisis because there isn't enough tax revenue to satisfy all of the other spending promises the Labour government has made. So they already understood that they needed to do some reforms, and reform of the benefit for disabled people who supposedly can't work might be part of that. You might even see some reform of the ruinously expensive National Health Service. But I think the point is that, each of those reforms requires a big investment of political capital, and Britain might have to do it at some point, but it's not really clear to me that Keir Starmer and other of his Labour colleagues are fully ready for that kind of political food fight yet.
The other matter that comes up suddenly to my knowledge, because I read the London Times and the London Telegraph, but it's a faraway place, so I don't know if this was already alluded to. Amanda Pritchard resigns as NHS chief executive. That's the National Health Service, which is as old as I am. We were born the same year, 1948. And what we're looking at here is payer system is the government. There is private available, but it's not anything comparable to what we have in the U.S. It's said to be extremely inefficient right now with long wait times for almost anything. Is Mr. Starmer able to address that with the head of NHS leaving?
Well, I don't have any particular insight into these individual staffing decisions that they're making, but I will say that in general, it seems to me that NHS reform is the big opportunity for this Labour government. I mean, in British politics, only Labour can reform the NHS. It's kind of like Nixon going to China, because the NHS was their baby back when it was created. And I think that people underestimate the enormous drag that it exerts on the UK economy. I mean, it's one of the country's largest employers. The productivity is terrible. The health benefits are awful. So the human and economic costs of that are enormous. And it's a huge drain on the public purse, these very terrible health outcomes. So I think that if Labour could get serious about reforming the NHS, I think that that's one way that they could stimulate economic growth and create fiscal space for priorities like defense.
Born 5 July 1948, the NHS.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No